will worship you. I will give you glory. I will give you praise. Because you deserve the praise, Jesus. You deserve the honor, Jesus. And I will give you praise forever.
Conversation kind of moved to life things. And as we move from the spiritual to the physical, you can see that nothing translated from what I just tell you what the Lord said 2 seconds ago. He's like, that's right, that's right. Stay with me now. 2 seconds ago, that's right, that's right. That's right. That's what he said. 5 seconds later, a minute later, it's obvious you didn't hear a word. Come on, somebody. You know, word I say. Okay. I know they can hear. Let's fix it up. They just was going to disregard what I said. Bigger than that, they disregard what the Lord. And 5 seconds earlier, that's right. That's right. Infectious. And I keep using the word because I know some folks know what an infection is, right?
Right.
How it can start someplace and metastasize. Next thing you know, everything's hurting. And if you don't take care of it, they might start doing what? And if that don't work, it might do what? Take you? Don't take this infection lightly. Did you get everything? It's in me. It's in me. You know why? I know that term, Psalm 51. When you have it, say amen.
Amen.
First thing I want to make sure you understand, so you won't act like that conversation that I had earlier. You know, I know not you guys, but I want you to be able to teach this, amen? Not you guys. Couldn't be that you would have that, I recognize that's right, and then 5 seconds later, not you guys. Right?
Right.
We're not talking about you guys, because y'all getting it. Right?
Right.
So important. Mm-hmm. But so that you be able to teach others. Mm-hmm. David says over here in verse 4, he says, against thee and thee only have I sinned and done this evil in thy sight. Mm-hmm. And now he's trying to make some terms with the Lord so the Lord will look at it the right way. Like the Lord needed his help. Come on, somebody. And the Lord needed your help. He said in the word, after that, he said he wouldn't even ask for it. Even if he needed it, don't need your help. Who do you think? And here's David. Lord, would you please look at it this way? That thou mightest be justified when thou speakest. They were looking at the prayer to the Lord and saying, Lord, I need you to look at it this way for me. And be clear when, I want you to understand when you lay me it out, just be clear what, you know, I'm just a man. And he says, that thou might be justified when thou speakest and be clear when thou judgest. Then he goes over here what I want to show you. What I want to tell you so you make sure that this is great big swimming pool. And it's got everybody. And everybody. The only one way out of this swimming pool. It's called the sin nature of man. David says here, behold, I was shapen in iniquity. And just in case some of you think y'all came all real perfect. And in sin did my mother
conceive me.
I'm just trying to get you to understand that the infection. You didn't even have to ask for it, guys. You understand? You didn't even have to say, well, I'll take one of those infections and one of those infections. This one here makes me big and bad. You just got it. David said, Lord, remember, I was born into this stuff. I ain't asked for it. It's tough when you're born into stuff. It's tough when you don't, when you don't get to pick your parents. It's tough. I imagine there'd be some older children that'll say, no, can I get another set of parents? Can I live in a better place? Can I go to a better school? Can I? Because you can pick. But life's so heavy that you don't get to pick. But you have to decide if you're going to do what David has done, and that is trust the Lord. And ask him to, look, it says in verse 6, that he desires truth in your inward parts. And in your hidden parts, he wants you to be smart. He wants you to know wisdom. Because you're born with this sin nature. We go back to that. I just want to make sure you knew that you're in, that We're all in this big pool that the Lord wants to lifeguard you out of. And today, and this series has been dealing with this matter of forgiveness. That I like I said, I was just talking to the person, and then 5 seconds later, it just right back out to hate. Right back up, you didn't understand a word, we just don't, right back up, but evidently you got a caveat in there. Evidently in there, you want to now barter with the Lord, just like David. Lord, let me be clear, that one didn't count. That person really ticked me off that time. Let's put that one aside. I want to keep that one. The Lord said, forgive the man. Forgive. 70 times 7 is just an arbitrary number, y'all. In other words, if you're walking around with a ledger sheet, that's 1, that's 2, that's 3, you already don't get this message. That's 489. You got one more. And buddy, are you going to get it then?
Y'all messed up some things. I know. Oh, I know I was a wretch. I read in the book, I said, I think, I read in the book, right? And Paul says, what a wretched man was I. I was doing things that weren't right. I was talking. I wasn't right. I was always trying to get an upper hand on. I wasn't right. I wouldn't forgive you. I'd get you.
I'm just talking about being honest. I'm sure y'all know what I mean. Tell somebody, oh, that's all right. You know it's not all right. You're never going to talk to them again. You're never going to call them again. Every time you think of them, you go, you know you have settled it in your heart. So this debt against the Lord is large. It's large. And so this Lord comes in, this master comes in, and the man begs him, Lord, I'm going to repay you everything you owe. He's bankrupt, he don't have no money, he don't have nothing to pay the debt with, and his pride jumps up and says, I'm going to pay it. But he was begging him. The Lord knew he didn't have nothing to pay him. This Lord knew he had no means of paying off this debt. And keep in mind now, the Lord is talking about a sin debt now. Mm-hmm. Yes, it's terrible about money. But are you going to be the devil's monkey? Like I was telling you Friday night. Are you going to keep holding on to the wrong thing? Sticking your hand. Or the door is open, but you're going to stick your hand through the thing and keep holding on. The devil wants you to hold on to the wrong thing. But you see, the Lord is saying here, he says, I'm trying to get you to understand this in an earthly way, but it's the kingdom of heaven is like that. So somewhere along the line, you got to put down the physical and pick up the spiritual. And make sure you understand this. So the Lord forgives this man because of what? Oh, it says here why he forgave him. Because he had, in 27, compassion on him. And then the Lord of that servant was moved with compassion and loosed him. The Lord had right to sell everything he owned, his family, his wife, his children, his house. The man was in such a great debt he could never pay it. He begged him, and the Lord had compassion on me. Might as well say it though. He had compassion on me. He loosed him and set him free. And not only did he just loose him and say, come back here next week with my... Look at that last thing he did in verse 27. And he forgave... I'm telling you right now, there'll be a whole lot of happy homes. There'll be a whole lot of happy people. There'd be a whole lot of situations that weren't broken. I know the Lord knows, especially, and your heart knows that it hurt. I know that. The Lord knows that they did it to you. Nobody's discounting that. It's a debt that they're racking up in their account. What you going to do with your account? Let me show you something. The Lord said, loose them. Put it on them. The Lord said, forgive them of the debt. Yeah, they might walk off and think they stole something from you. Lord discharged this man of this penalty, of this large, large penalty. But he did not, and this is why I had to just bring you to this point right now. This is what we're talking about today. Y'all ready for the message, man? He discharged him of his penalty as a debtor to the Lord. The Lord said, I forgive you. I'm going
going to loose you, and I'm not going to hold it against you any. Matter of fact, just going off in sin no more. Don't let the devil make you feel guilty. Let it go. And this man is a debtor. He got this grace and mercy from the Lord. But guess what? The Lord discharged him from the debt, but he did not charge him from his duties of being a, come on now, you do it now, I want you to miss the revelation. He did not charge him from his duty of being a servant. Pardon of sin does not take away, but the duty of being a servant, it strengthens our, it should strengthen your obligation to the Lord. It should strengthen your desire to serve the Lord. It should strengthen your ability to want to be obedient. We must think about this thing correctly. We must count that the Lord has been merciful when he has done what? When he has had compassion on you. When he has loosed you and set you free. When he has forgave you of all of your debts. We must think that it's God. He's so merciful. He's so kind. And to continue messing with an old wasteful person like, I'm not going to talk about you, me. Time to turn around, waste something of his blessing. We ought to thank God when we think about this thing right. And he's saying, now I want you to, I forgave you. I want you to understand that the kingdom of heaven is like this. Don't come up here with your account all jacked up with unforgiveness. Go out now and do the same. But this guy. He might go to Coach Albright. Oh, riches, Lord God. Rich. I'm so glad that he opened me up. This guy turns right around that the Lord has just had compassion on and forgave him while all of his debt goes straight out and severely does what? Look at you. But the same servant went out and found one of his fellow servants, which owed him 100 pence. And he laid hands on him and took him by the throat. Wow. Pay me that thou owest. The Lord had just loosed him from 10,000 talents. Let me help you. Millions of dollars worth of sin debt. Couldn't possibly repay it. He still gonna sit there and put his hands on his hips and say, I'll repay you. And the Lord said, the Lord already knew he had nothing to pay him, but he still had compassion on him. Loosed it. Let him keep his family. Let him recover. He takes his happy case and goes straight out and finds somebody that owes him, get this, $10. Owes him $10 and says, I want my money. I want it now. I want it because you owe me $10. And then he grabs the man by the throat. Notwithstanding everything that God had just done for this, and this sinner had no right to represent this. And the sinner really represents the sin actions of those who demand theirs. Oh, come on, somebody. I know that went over your head. You get into this debt of sin when you demand your props. You ain't got no props. You got sin debt. God paid it for you. God God fulfilled it for you. He took your place for it. And now he's telling you, don't hold on to this stuff because it's going to get all into everything. It is already in you. Don't act like it's not. You got invested. And the only way you can get it out of you is listen to what the Lord said. Forgive. I've loosed you. You gotta loose it. You gotta forgive it. You gotta act like it never happened. Oh, I know some folks can't receive this message. The sinner had no right, but he represents those who demand what. I'm not saying you didn't get hurt. I'm not saying the offenses didn't come. The Lord starts off by saying that they're going to come. He's aware of your situation, your circumstance. He knows where you are. He knows that people are hurting. He knows that they are anointed. We are anointing him. He knows these things. Now let me tell you something. You may have missed this one. Did you see that? Like he needed you to point it out. You obviously was hitting the snooze button when that happened. You couldn't have possibly seen that one. It hurt. And I'm going to take care of this one. You know, those who often have a cause, a right cause, don't get me wrong. I'm not even talking about the cause that you might be feeling is not right. And you can beg and plead when your cause is right. But when your cause is not right, you also beg and plead for what? Mercy. Have mercy on me. I'm sorry. I say yet.
Yes.
Can be unmerciful and demanding that which is theirs in a certain same situation. It's right here in front of you. Just got a break. Just got a break. Now all of a sudden you got somebody borrowed $10. I want you to know this is true. I had a very good friend that owed $40. On a car. $40. Don't you think it can't happen to you? $40 ended up being 4 bullets. $40. Near death. I know this seems like that can't be. This is just what's called a situation where just circumstances just try to make you understand. No, people get killed. And sometimes we can see that in this parable and in real life that we can go to the extreme demanding that which is ours. Oh, but we'll beg and cry when we need some mercy. And sometimes this is what happens. We might even be right about what has been done to us. But then we go too far and we make the right a wrong. We can even make it real wrong. It's just depending on the attitude. And when we push something too far to an extreme, it can become wrong. I'm sorry, it can become wrong, the Bible said, to exact satisfaction because somebody has hurt you to the extreme can become wrong. And this is a tendency to make something, to repair something that was broken when all you're really seeking is this and this. Oh, the Lord is down to your affection.
Well.
You're right. You got the high ground.
says you really are for. Listen, the Lord may allow it. Oh yeah, you can walk right into any courthouse you want. Oh yeah, you're right.
40 years. $2,500.
You're right. That's okay. There's a right to that. But sometimes we take that right so past right, it turns into. And you don't have to, if the Lord in the story shows you how it works through a monetary system and being thrown into the jail and going to the court. But he's also saying that this, you're having the same conversation over ticky-tack too. Come on. All the way from ticky-tack all the way to very, very egregious. He understands. He knows you've been hurt. He knows that person took advantage of you. He knows that person hurt you to your heart. He knows. And because some folks won't let go, they won't allow him to help them move on. You won't let go of the devil thing. Listen to me, y'all. Y'all heard me explain about the monkeys in Africa. Some go in the cage. Some are too smart to go in the cage, but they're not too smart to stick their head through that bar and hold on to that bait. And they're not so smart that when the tormentor comes, they're still holding on to the bait. He got you. But I got it. I got that thing over them. I'm going to stay there. I forgive you. Hands in the balls, holding on to the bait. I'm not mad at you anymore. No, we cool. Don't worry. I don't even think about that no more. I'm so past that. Don't mention it anymore. Oh, I almost forgot about that. Oh, come on, Mom. Can I see you? The devil's over there like, this little bait. This thing, you got so much bait, the stuff is just coming all between your fingers. And you know how I get it? When you're messing with putty, start squeezing, it starts getting all between the end up, they get some more. So you walk around like this, but you're really like, yeah. And the Lord says, all you gotta do is drop. You know, we can see that we can't possibly sometimes pay back what we owe to the Lord. And thanks God for Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
Yes. Unforgiveness can mutate, listen to me, can mutate a right into a wrong. Mm-hmm. It can destroy a relationship. It can fester so in you that it can destroy the essence of who you are. You may be dusty up and shiny just like a brass tank. Oh yeah, you'll sit there and smile. But don't walk out here thinking that the devil's that dumb. You know what you're doing. He's going to give you some more of it too. Like that dude. That's the one. Talking to this person. 1 second. Yes, that's right. That's exactly what the word says. But
but if they do this, it's okay. Oh, that one. Oh, that one. Yeah, that one's okay. Take the bait. They did what to you? Oh. I would do it to him too. No, the Lord doesn't have that conversation in here at all. He says, forgive them. You got to understand, it's not natural. This is not going to happen by you. You have to ask the Lord Jesus to help you. You have to ask the Lord Jesus to guide you. You have to ask the Lord Jesus. You got to do this like Paul said. Paul said, for the Lord create, things that created me, a clean heart, and renewing me a right spirit. Listen, y'all. You can get there with me all you want. You can't do this by yourself. You gotta ask the Lord to clean up your old dark heart. You gotta ask the Lord to tell the Lord that you're tired of letting the devil have his way over your life. You're tired of holding on to the bait. You can tell the Lord, Lord, I didn't ask for this bait, but I don't want it no more. Tear up everything around you. I know Black Lives Matter. I'm telling you right now, all lives matter. I'm going to go over here and get that thing off the shelf. I told you this morning, I'm going to pull it off here one time. I'll put it back up because I can't really get to it yet. But let me put it over here for one second. All lives matter. Black lives matter. Your lives matter. Your life matters. Your life matters. They're all precious in the sight of the Lord. And I'm telling you right now, if somebody would just learn how to forgive somebody, if somebody would just learn how to say, I'm sorry, if somebody would just learn how to let it go, I'm telling you right now, this world would change. And I do know because of sin. I do know because of the way the world is. I do know because of the way that the devil is. He is the god of this world. He's the little g of this world. I know that there's going to be people who do not like Charles Ray because I have this beautiful brown skin. I know that there's people in this world who do not love me because I have this book about me. I even have this wide nose. I'm telling you right now, I'm not worried about them. I'm on my way to see Jesus. And I don't care what they say about me. I don't care what they do to me. I'm not going to let them have their way over me. I'm going to forgive them. If the Lord can put his people in bondage for 450 years, who the heck do you think you are? All lives matter.
Y'all never got what the Lord just did for you.
Oh, I can say that.
Yeah, amen.
Just talking about myself again. The Lord forgave him all those offenses and loosed him. Loosed the man. He said, and then you're going to go there and strain at this little net. When I pull that big stick out of your eye.
A moat. So we should not make light of wronging our neighbors or anybody else for that matter. You should not make light of them wronging us. And here's the real thing. Here's what the real thing is. The pride creeps in right here. And we should be very, 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 very careful not to aggravate it. We didn't get nowhere to aggravate it yet. But we should not seek to aggravate, even when sometimes you're right. Be careful. Be careful. And certainly, don't seek revenge, because the Lord says very, very clearly over in Romans, he said, vengeance is mine. He said, you know how many folks laid out of the cemetery right now because nobody understands them? And it goes from all the way from the cemetery. So, I don't have to talk to them. I'm done with that. I don't have to deal with that anymore. We don't talk anymore. We don't develop. Whatever it is. But sometimes a physicality of it all may end up being a circumstance like that. But if it's like that in your heart, mm-hmm. if that wall is up in your heart, I'm sorry I have to take so much time with this. No, I'm not. Because it's been thousands and thousands of years in question. You know what? Y'all are blessed. Y'all are blessed. I have somebody who's willing and risking everything. Y'all may come back here again. Y'all may not. I don't know. But I love the Lord. He heard my cry. And he showed me that I don't have to live my life like this. He showed me that I don't have to fix my children like this. He showed me that it's my responsibility to let it begin in me. I know I can't change them, but I can change
me.
The Lord knows I'm not responsible for all the evil in the world, but I can stop it right here, fans, in my house. I can stop it right here in my first heart.
Verse 133.
See, you can't do this by yourself. David couldn't do this by himself. He says, order my steps in thy word. And let not any iniquity, come on y'all, y'all got to get to the end. Where is all? Any iniquity have dominion over me. Some of them, see, some of them you got to keep with, y'all. And some of them you don't even know about. Some of them are so deep in you, you don't even recognize them. Some of them are so far down in you, you just, that's just the way we are. I heard y'all on the radio one morning.
But we don't do that.
We don't. Who is we?
He was talking about some matter that was beyond average. Not really a show. Out of a voice. I wish he would stop up there. Because of the infection. Y'all don't understand the infection. Y'all heard it? Y'all probably starting to recognize the infection now when you hear it. Mm-hmm. At least I hope you don't. Same with that bird. But they says, let not any iniquity have dominion over who?
Me.
It starts with you.
Yes.
The custom is to start with you. And it's not easy. You got to pray about it. You got to ask the Lord to help you with it, that it doesn't have iniquity over you, doesn't have dominion over you. And the ones that you don't recognize are the ones that are really, really tricky.
That's true.
Yeah. Oh, it's easy to clean up the big four-letter word ones. You know, don't make me say it. It's easy to clean up the egregious ones. I know you go to certain places and you would think there's going to be a white section and a black section and a yellow section and a red section and a blue section. But the Word of God says that He is not a respecter of persons. The Word of God says that that all nations are made of one blood. And He's trying to help you understand this thing because the kingdom of heaven is like it. Deliver me, verse 4:134. Deliver me from the oppressions of man. Oh, offenses will come, guys.
Yes, Lord.
They're going to come left and right. They'll come from your buddy. They'll come from your unbuddy. You can unfriend them. They're still going to come. They're still blessing. They'll come from people you know and people you don't know, people you'll never see again. I don't even know you. Why are you messing with me? They'll keep coming. But here's the thing, the ones that really hurt, the ones that really, 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 really hurt, and when they come from the ones you
love. That's right.
So I got to do a little bit of shit this morning. Woo! You think the devil cares about your relationship? He wants to destroy it on his way to destroying you. And that takes destroying everything around you. Come on. You. Using everything around you. Who has not learned this truth? Who does not know the way, the truth, and the life? Awesome. No, it's just, you're the master Pokemon in this situation. They may not know how to help themselves. And here it is, I've boosted you, set you free, I forgave your debt. All you have to do now is go on and let it get away. Deliver me from the oppressions of man, so I will keep thy precepts. The Lord is trying to teach you something, and you got to ask Him to help you. I know it's not natural. He
knows it's not natural. He knows you need help with this. And you got to be humble enough to say, Lord, I need thee every hour. Lord, save me. Lord, I can't even stop doing this thing. I can't stop thinking about it. Every time I try to let it go, I'm right back at it. Lord, help me. Keep me from falling.
Something's better.
And when by us not letting go of the throat, oh, that feel better. But I said, let it go. We want the Lord to give us back something better, and we're still acting like the Lord is. Boy, you might hurt you. I will crush your throat. I will crush you. Say it again. So watch your pride. Watch your pride. Watch your pride. It can make matters worse. Are you with me? Worse than they were before. And it'll make matters worse than you had a need. You might have a need. It'll make matters worse than the need if you don't be careful.
Right.
Now, okay, because I'm going to finish this today. Give me 5 more minutes. The third point is this. Look how submissive. Go back to Matthew. Look how submissive. Submissive. Somebody's messing with me this morning. Submissive. I got it. Look how submissive this servant was. And he fell down. And his fellow servant fell down. Y'all with me now? At his feet. And besought him, saying, have patience with me, and I will pay thee all. Have patience with me. And he would not, but went and cast him in prison. He should pay the whole debt. But he was very submissive, his fellow servant. Now you're dealing, at first you the Lord and you were dealing. He just forgave you. The big guy, the one that created the heavens and the earth and everything that dwells therein, says, I'm going to make a deal with you. I'm going to forgive you of this thing. I'm just going to cut you loose and go do the same. Not dealing with your equal. Can possibly repay him. If he didn't want your money, he could have your head.
Right.
But he forgave you. And here it is, now you're dealing with your equal. Here it is, you're dealing with somebody that's your fellow servant. Here it is, you're dealing with your brother. Here it is, you're dealing with your sister. Here it is, you're dealing with your family member. Here it is, you're dealing with the one you love. Oh, yeah. Here it is. And he fell down at his feet and humbled himself for this little trifling $10 debt.
Wow.
Begging the man, I'll pay you. I'll do better. I heard the Lord just gave you $10,000. You think you can give me a moment to have patience with you? You know, the borrower is servant to the lender. When you go home, you can study Proverbs 22 and 7, meditate on it. The borrower is servant to the lender. No, those who cannot pay their debts should be. I'm not about the physical and the spiritual. They should be very, 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 very respectful of their creditor. You owe them. Next thing you know, and those that offend us, yes, they should be respectful. They're not going to be. They might not even call you ever again. You might never ever listen to me, y'all, because it's not about them. You might not ever listen. Are you listening?
Yes.
You might not ever get that. I'm sorry. Should I say it again? You may not ever get it. Oh, I'm going to get it. You may not ever get it. Good words and all that stuff. You may not ever get it. But we should get it. It's right. No one said you were wrong. somebody who owes this debt. Look at this. This man owes this trifling $10 debt. He's begging and pleading. And we too should be very respectful of the debt that we owe. And not only give them good words, but do something kind if possible. We shouldn't be speaking ill of somebody who just wants their promise. It's theirs! Oh, you can see why the world's a mess. And sometimes I understand that some of these people get to be heavy-handed and outrageous and that kind of thing. And then, I do want to show you this, though. Book Proverbs. Real quick. I can't let you go home without this understanding. I'm trying to get finished with this particular teaching so that we can get to part 6. Yeah, but see, we got to break this up into sections, amen, because it's a lot. Proverbs 22. He understands that you've been wrong. He understands that your feelings are. He understands that it may hurt you to your very core. But I'm here to tell you that the Bible says that we must be willing to suffer so that we can be like him, so we can be glorified together. And we don't want to suffer nothing. We want to bread that thing by the. This poor man's request. Okay, stay there when y'all go. This poor man's request is have patience with me. He honestly confessed the debt and he pushed his creditor. Now, he didn't say he wanted to prove it that I owe him $10. He knew the old man. Mm-hmm. How in debt we are to God, amen. Listen, God gave, he forbear your sin debt. He just bears it, just like Miss Grace said. And that, and her thousands and thousands of totals for a lifetime was just what? Was that one a day?
That was just one a day.
One a day. He don't count. He forbears. How many times did I tell him, nah, Lord, I'm not going to do that one again? I'm done with that. God forbears with our debt. You know, real quick, there was this story that I heard, and I'm going to share with you that I am done. You said there's this gentleman, Mr. Goodrich. Bruce Goodrich, he was in the cadet corps. He entered into the cadet corps, Texas A&M, amen?
Amen.
And he had practiced and trained his whole life so that he could be in this university and be in this prestigious cadet corps. As the way with Texas A&M, they bring in the cadets for their training prior to actual school starting, so they'll start their cadet training, amen? And so they're running and doing their exercises. So Bruce was in the cadets running, and they were doing their physical exercise that morning. And they ran them, and Bruce was forced to run. For I said forced it, so the offense will come. He was forced to run until he dropped. He not only dropped, he never got up. He died before he ever took his first class.
Oh my God.
A short time after that tragedy, Bruce's father wrote a letter to the administration, the faculty, and the student body, and anybody who would listen in the course, and said, I would like to take this opportunity to express my appreciation of my family for the great outpouring of the loss of, over the loss of my son, and the concern of the sympathy that you showed us. We are deeply touched. This letter, this letter touched my heart. We are deeply touched by the tribute paid to him at the battalion, which is like an honor guard. We were particularly pleased to note, it says, that his Christian witness did not go unnoticed during his brief time on the campus. The man had just got on the campus. The man had just got there. He, but he'd been practicing and training and desiring and hoping his whole life to be able to be there. And he was only there for a day or so, and he was there. And they already noticed him. Mr. Goodrich went on and said, I hope it will be of some comfort to know that we harbor no ill. We know our, he said, we know our God makes no mistakes. Bruce had an appointment with his Lord and is now secure in his celestial home. And this is the part why I had to bring you this story. When the question is asked, why did this happen? One answer will be, so that many will consider where they will spend their eternity. Y'all, hear me today. The Lord knows that you're going to be offended. You're not going to be broken and wag your finger and say, he offended me, she offended me. But realize this. Did you ever consider, like Mr. Bruce here, did you ever consider that it may have finally helped somebody think about where they will spend their eternity? If you knew that you were a soldier of the Lord, if you knew that you are an ambassador for the Lord, if you knew that God would put you out there because he could count on you, would you forgive him? Would you forgive him? Would you let the Lord show them that and make them think about where they will spend their eternity? Would you? Could you? Don't go home crying. You say, this parable is really about a lot of money. Some people would take the wrong faith. Not you, right? The Lord is the example, but it's so far superior to that. Forgiveness. Forgiveness. Y'all learn it. Y'all study it. Y'all meditate on it. And then give God glory. Ask him tonight. Don't wait till tomorrow. Matter of fact, if you think you got a problem before you leave here, I want to pray with you. Ask the Lord that let not this have dominion over me. Give God a hand clap of praise.